And you're listening to Aggie Radio.
All right, welcome into the bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students. And as always, we're tired here, and but we're excited. We're excited to be able to talk about sports and also to play an interview that we did with Rachel Brewster a few weeks ago. And that'll be good. But I guess to start out, we'll quickly go through what's going on with our sports teams and then talk about kind of a big story that hit this week. And we'll get to that in a second, though. To start out, this Monday, our men's tennis team fell to Loyola Marymount here. It was on the courts over by Aggie Ice Cream. They fell 4-3, so they almost got the win, but not quite. So
yeah, that was the first time they lost after getting the doubles point, and then everyone lost their singles except for Jaime Barajas and Jack Swindles, and the coach kind of said it might have been due to the fact that they're kind of a young team, and Jack and Jaime are the only returners, and they're the only ones who really know how to bring it every time. But they kind of regrouped, and they're taking on a doubleheader on Saturday against, I believe it is BYU at 10 a.m. and Idaho at 3 p.m. in Provo.
That's correct.
So if you're down in Provo, support them. But yeah, they're doing really well this season. Jaime Barajas has been named Mountain West Player of the Week for the third time season. Yeah, no other player in the Mountain West has been named it more than once. So
that's awesome.
They're doing a really good job. Yes. They're a really great team. I like them a lot.
That's good since you're covering them now. So
yeah, I am covering them now. So if you want to check out my blog, aggieathletics.weebly.com, there's going to be a lot of articles on them coming up.
And also, I guess just if you want to add something to the show or whatever, you can tweet me at EthanChadwick15 or Meg at Megan.
Meg Christine 5.
Or you can tweet the show at USU Bullpen, and we'll try to include anyone that wants to throw in their input. And our women's tennis team, they beat Weber State on Wednesday 6-1. So they had a pretty good outing there. That was down in Ogden. They're back in action tomorrow at 1:30, and that's going to be here. So if you're around, go check it out. It's going to be on the courts outside over by Aggie Ice Cream. And we got a pretty good team, so go out and support them. And they usually have free stuff there at their matches. So he wants to turn down free stuff. But after that, our softball team, they won yesterday over in New Mexico. They're down in New Mexico right now, and they've got another game with them today and another one tomorrow. The one today is at 6 p.m. You can catch that on UtahStateAggies.tv. The same with the one tomorrow that starts at noon. You can catch that on UtahStateAggies.tv. And, yeah, that's kind of what has happened this week. Next week, we got the men's golf is finally starting back up. They're having their UC Irvine Invitational, and that's Monday and Tuesday. And then our softball team has 3 days in a row where they play Colorado State, and that's going to be here. So Tuesday, I guess they're playing 2 days in a row. They're playing Colorado State twice on Tuesday at 1 and then at 3, and then on Wednesday at 1. So make sure you check that out. They're really excited about their season. They're going to do pretty well. So I'm excited to see what they can do. And our track team has the Stanford Invitational next Friday and Saturday at Stanford, so that's in California. And men's tennis has their next match after the one on tomorrow. Wow, can't talk. And then their next one after that is next Friday, so that will be at New Mexico.
Yeah, and we have three home games in a row coming up in conference. So on the 8th of March, they have a match against Nevada. On the 10th, they have a match against Fresno State. And on the 15th, they have a match against UNLV. And so, yeah, if you want to catch, like, almost just really, yeah, those matches are just really close together. And they're really important because they're in conference. So if everyone could try to get out and support them during that time, that'd be great.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what's going on with our sports right now as far as scores. But we did have some news that was broken this week. It was broken by Paige Cavanaugh. She actually has a show here on Wednesdays and sometimes on Thursdays. But she also writes for the Statesman, and in the Statesman, on the Statesman website, you can catch the article. But she talked about how Funda Nakasoglu announced that she was not going to be returning to the women's basketball team next year. We still don't know yet where she's going to go, but she and also her roommate Bailey Peck are both leaving the program. And Funda cited that the style of coaching, she wanted to try something new, and she didn't, I guess, like the style of coaching. Like at the end of the games, she felt like there was a lot of pressure on her to score. And so, yeah, she's going to be leaving the program, which is really sad because I was a big fan of hers.
Yeah. She's an incredible player.
Yeah.
She was, like, Mountain West Player of the Year.
Yeah, and she's also the youngest to reach 1,000 points in program history. So, I mean, she was well on her way to becoming the best in program history. So, it's sad to see her go. Could probably still cheer for her as long as she doesn't go to, like, a rival.
So. Yeah. I'm just curious as to where she'll go.
Yeah, me too. I mean, she's going to have a lot of options because she was one of the top scorers in the country.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think she was like sixth or something in the country. So she's going to have options to go places, but it is sad to see her go.
That's really very sad. Hopefully we see more positive things happening to Aggie Athletics next year than negative. Because
who was it that tweeted that out? Something similar to that. Something similar to that.
It might have been Tommy.
It was either Tommy or Kaylin, I think. But yeah. They're saying it'd be nice to have a year where things don't go badly for Aggie Athletics or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway.
But we just have to stay positive.
Yeah.
We still have some good players, and hopefully the men's basketball team will be better next year as well.
Yeah, and I think they will be. I think that you know, Coach Durier now has a year of experience under his belt. He understands a little bit better from the perspective of a head coach what to do in certain situations and how to coach the team and all that. And, I mean, obviously he learned a lot as an assistant for years, but there's certain things you can only learn as a head coach, which I've mentioned before. And the good thing is it seems like he's kind of getting used to being a head coach, and I think next year will be a lot better. I think that the team and Coach Duryea will have a better understanding of like of kind of what they need to do to make things happen, and also I think the players will be more used to Coach Duryea's coaching style because it is a bit different from Stu's, and that's what everyone had before that. And so
yeah.
I think that really it just takes some time to kind of hit your groove. So I think that they'll
totally
be able to do
agree.
That next
and
year.
I think they have some good new recruits coming in.
Yeah, we should be pretty good with those coming forward. Hopefully we can there's a recruit that we're trying to pull out of SLIC, Salt Lake Community College. They won the national championship for their division size or whatever. And one of their posts is one of our top prospects. So hopefully he comes here and doesn't go to somewhere else. So if he does, then we'll have another good post, and that'll really kind of bolster our ranks, which will be good because, you know, when you can play big, it really helps, and you can't really make up for size sometimes.
No.
It's hard to sometimes.
And that's definitely something we were lacking this year. We pulled Lou Evans and Quinn Taylor, and that helped a little bit. Well, a lot. Yeah. But it would be nice to have some taller players.
Yeah. And depth is always good. Like, if you can get another solid player in the post, because I'm pretty confident about our post going forward, but to have more depth, it would be better because you don't have to worry about people getting as tired during games and everything. So,
yeah,
that would also be an.
I don't think anyone can play a whole game without being extremely tired. I mean, Chris Smith played most of the games.
Jalen played almost the whole game most weeks or most games, and. Yeah, so, I mean, like, it's possible to play it, but you definitely are really tired. And if you have fresh legs, that can really, you know, create an advantage for you.
Yeah. Just having someone that could come in for them so they could rest a little bit would
be beneficial. Our basketball team, at the end of the year in the tournament, there was only like an 8-man rotation, which is good. I mean, you want to keep your best players in there as much as possible, but if you could have 10 guys who could go out there and contribute, play solid minutes, that would make a huge difference. I mean, you looked at Kentucky last year. They pretty much, for a while, until they had a couple injuries, they just had 5 guys go out, and then they would swap them with 5 more guys, and they would just run all over top of people. And that's how they went undefeated for the entire time up until the Final Four. And, yeah, they fell there, but for a while they were just unstoppable because they had 10 guys who could just go out there and dominate. And hopefully we can have something similar to that next year, and that we can have that many guys who are ready to go and can contribute. We got some good minutes for some guys this year, like John Milton. And, he was going to be redshirting, but they pulled him on after Grayson Moore got injured. And so we got some good minutes for him and some other guys, too. So I'm excited to see what they can do next year.
I thought Quinn Taylor was doing some great things for the team.
Yeah.
He had a lot of rebounds.
I was really impressed with Quinn Taylor.
Yeah, I was very impressed with him. I'm interested to see what's in store for him for next season because I felt like he was really beneficial to the team this year. And he hit his first double-double in the game against – I don't remember who it was against, but he hit his first double-double, and that was really cool.
Yeah, and really, at the beginning of the year, he would play some solid minutes, but towards the end of the year, he just kind of – it felt like he was taking over a little bit. Being dominant. Now, he was really vital to the team at the end of the year, and at the beginning of the year it was more of just a thing where he was there and it was like a bonus rather than a solid contribution that you could expect every night. But I'm really excited going forward because I think we got a lot of great players returning. We are going to miss our seniors, obviously, but I'm also excited to see what the guys the guys that are remaining can do, and see how good our new recruits are, because it's supposed to be pretty good, so I'm excited.
Yeah. We love Aggie basketball.
Maybe too much. If you go to a job interview and they're like, what is your biggest weakness? It's like, I care too much.
I am so emotionally invested in Aggie athletics.
I'm too emotionally invested in Aggie athletics. I was furious after when they lost in Las Vegas because of the reffing at the end of that game. We talked about it before, but just want to reiterate that I was quite upset. And so, I got invested in that game. And
just that foul on Lou Evans.
That one, and then there was just a few other calls that were just awful.
But you can't do anything about it now, and hopefully they can figure it out next year and not be in that situation where they allow the refs to, kind of determine the outcome of the game.
Yeah. We're just looking forward to next year. Positivity.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, as soon as the season gets over, I'm like, okay, well, when does it start back up again? with football, after it ended, I'm like, okay, so when does it start back up again? And they're actually already doing spring ball, and I'm excited to see the spring game that I don't know if they have announced what it is yet, but I think last year it was in April, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it should be a few weeks. I know they've been doing some practices.
I would love to do coverage on that.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool last year. When I was watching it, I was kind of worried about our offense because they didn't do much of anything against our defense, but our defense was just really good.
That's a good sign because a team with a solid defense usually is a pretty good team.
Yeah, if you can count on your defense week to week, you can handle having, weekdays with your offense. So, whereas if you have a weak defense and if your offense doesn't quite show up, if you have a juggernaut offense and it doesn't quite reach its potential, you could be in trouble because your defense isn't stopping anybody.
Totally true.
Yeah, and that's kind of what happened in the Super Bowl a couple years ago with the Broncos.
The opposite obviously happened this year is they had a defense and their offense was not good at all. But yeah, so hopefully we can. We lost some people, some key players, especially with Fackrell and Vigil. But you know, I'm excited to see what guys are going to step up next year because I know we've got a lot of good players, and so I'm excited to see who steps up and kind of takes over the role of the leader, really, because Nick Vigil was
big guy, big piece.
Yeah, he was a kind of pretty good leader. He was always where the ball was, making tons of tackles. So anyway, I guess before we go to a break, want to jump into our spotlight athlete. We're going to play her interview after the break, but it's Rachel Brewster. Obviously, the girls' basketball team's season is over, but we had the chance to interview Rachel a few weeks ago. And so we're going to play that after the break. But before that, we still need to do our Hall of Shame. And we just have one entry today, and it actually isn't even related to sports. It's just something that was really Hall of Shame worthy this week. So I work for Jimmy John's and I do deliveries. So if you order Jimmy John's, and there's a chance that I'll take it, but
they deliver to the library. So
yeah, I deliver anywhere on campus.
That's pretty handy, I think.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was delivering to Old Main, and there was that part, the road that goes by the Raby West building to Old Main, around that corner where you turn to go to Old Main, there's, you know, that's a thin road. Like, there's barely two lanes. Like, there's not anything extra. And you go in there, and then there are these people that were parked in the road waiting for something, to pick someone up or something. And like, I pull up behind them, and I'm going to go around them, but there's a cop behind me, and I'm like, well, I don't want the cop to just pull me over because I go around them, because it's technically illegal. And so I'm, like, waiting there, and then the cop goes and talks to the person in front and tells them that they didn't move, and then the lady behind that person was kind of getting into it with the cop afterwards, saying, you know, where do you want me to go? There's no place to go, whatever. We do this all the time. Oh, yeah, the best part was the cop was like, I need you to move, like, you're blocking traffic. And she's like, well, we do this every day. And it's like, well, I mean, that's beside the point. The cop just told you need to move. What you are doing is technically illegal. And anyway, so then she's like, we do this every day. And then she's like, I get that, but you need to move. You're blocking traffic or whatever. And she's like, where do you want me to go? And the cop, like, explained to her, like, four or five times where she should go. And she still ended up not going to it. She went behind this other truck and was blocking an intersection. And just people like that, you're arguing with, first off, you're parking in the street, like, not out of the way, in the street, in the middle of the street. And then you're arguing with the cop when she's telling you to move. And then
you tell them that you do this every day.
Yeah. You're arguing with it. You're saying, we do this every day, and which they do, but, and most of the time I don't think it causes any problems because there's not a ton of traffic that way. But then, when you do move, you can't figure out how to just find an open spot and go to it. And, yeah, it was just ridiculous. I mean, I park illegally sometimes when I'm delivering sandwiches, but I'm only there for, like, a minute. And so it's not a big deal. But I don't ever park it in someone's way. Like, I always make sure that people can, like, drive by if they need to. And, yeah, it's ridiculous. And then today, when I was walking to here, in the roundabout right here by the TSC, there was a couple of vehicles that were parked where the buses drop off people, completely in the way. And I'm just like, why do you think it's okay to park there? And the bus, like, honked at one of them, so that was pretty fun. But yeah, that my entry in the Hall of Shame is people who don't understand how traffic works and that you can't park certain places.
Utah drivers?
I mean, I wasn't
completely going that route, but they definitely would deserve a spot in the Hall of Shame.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so that's Enter the Hall of Shame. I guess we could also throw in Diamond Stone from Maryland. Only had 5 points and 4 rebounds in the game yesterday against Kansas, and he's kind of their main big guy, and he didn't produce much of anything. Granted, he got himself in foul trouble and was in foul trouble a lot, but still. And then also, he had to have been one of the guys defending Ellis, Perry Ellis, and he just dropped a ton of points on them, so he could easily get an entrance as well. But we're giving it to the people who can't figure out how to not park in the way of traffic or buses. Yeah, that's pretty much what I got for that. But we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to listen to an interview with Rachel Brewster. We're going to listen to Left Hand Free by LJ.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up a tallini, meeny, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one.
For the students, by the students, we have a special guest today, and it is Rachel Brewster. Despite popular belief, her last name is not because she makes beer. She doesn't, that I know of. I guess we'll find out in a minute. But anyway, Rachel Brewster from the women's basketball team, and we're excited to have you on, Rachel.
I'm excited to be here.
And that accent, obviously, is awesome, everybody. I love Australian accents. But I guess we were talking beforehand, and you said that you were kind of losing your Australian accent.
Yeah, I've noticed a little bit, but
it's still pretty good. Make sure you don't lose it, because it's so awesome.
I know. I feel like once I go home, I'll pick it back up again.
Yeah.
So
when are you going home?
When the semester finishes. So I think it's like May 7th or something.
And then you'll come back next year, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we get
great
maybe 7 weeks. to go home and then come back for summer semester.
Yeah. What specific part of Australia do you live in?
I'm from Melbourne, so I'm from where Funda lives as well. We live about 20 minutes away from each other at home.
Do you guys ever hang out at home?
Or? No, because I didn't actually know her until, like, we knew of each other, but we never knew each other until I moved over here. So,
yeah. I figured there's probably a lot of people in Australia, but I did kind of have that question if you had ever crossed paths before.
We had, like, we've played for the same, like, state teams and played in the same state competition and everything, but she was always an age group above me, so I never had, like, I never played against her or with her or anything, but I've played with people that she's played with and stuff like that.
Did you, like, I guess when you were doing that, did you ever notice her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everyone in Victoria knows Wanda.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really good.
She's very good.
You are as well, obviously. Thank you. But yeah, I guess, did you ever think that you would play with her?
No, I didn't. I remember because we we went to the same, like, strength and conditioning coach, and I remember when she had signed with Utah State and was heading over, and I was like, oh wow, like, where's Utah State, you know, how's Wunder ended up there and all that kind of stuff, and then here I am playing on the same team as her. I never thought that I would.
Yeah, that's crazy. How did you get recruited?
That's what I was gonna ask.
How I recruited the coaches came out to Australia not last year, but the end of the year before that, and I was practicing with a team, and they came to actually watch a girl that I was practicing with, and they saw me, and they thought that I was a 2016, so they didn't actually talk to me because they weren't allowed to, and then we just got in contact with them through email and said, like, no, she's ready to go, and then it just kind of went from there.
That's awesome. So I guess, was it kind of your goal to come to the US?
Yeah, I've wanted to play college ball since I was like 14.
So did they not really have college basketball in Australia?
No, it's a different system in Australia. The like sport and school is separate. The more competitive leagues are not.
So it's kind of like club system?
Yeah, like club, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I guess you said you've always wanted to be play college basketball. Do you guys watch that a lot in Australia?
Yeah. Yep. I like watching college more than I like watching the NBA. I don't really follow the NBA that much, but I really like watching college ball.
You don't follow the NBA, but you've got, you know, an Australian that's on a team that's right here locally.
I know.
Joe Ingles?
Joe Ingles.
Do you know him?
Well, that's not who I was talking about, but Dante, I guess he's from there too. Dante Exum.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I've never met Dante. I had Joe Ingles coach me once when I was like 10.
Oh, really?
He coached me at a camp, yeah. And he's like one of my favorite Australian basketballers, so it's really cool that he's over here.
Isn't he like a really funny guy?
That's what I've heard.
He wasn't funny to you guys?
It was a long time ago, but...
Yeah, I know. Athena said that she knew Dante.
She knows of Dante.
Yeah, and he even was like, he just like, hit me up and I'll get you tickets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And I guess you'd just be like, hey, so I'm friends with Funda, you should get a ticket.
Yeah, for real though.
Though, I mean, I'm sure Funda could probably swing enough for, like, your entire team if probably you really wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably a possibility.
Hopefully.
Yeah, especially, like, cool. if she throws on there, hey, there's another Australian from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I've always...
Small world.
I've always pronounced it Melbourne, and that's definitely sounds like American when I say it.
That's how it's spelled.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the way we say it sounds Melbourne. A lot different than the way you say it, because you say it pretty quickly, and it's kind of...
Melbourne. It's like B-I-N. Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Melbourne.
It's kind of like cities here that, you know, if you're not from here, you say them differently than the people from here, like Leighton.
Leighton? How do other people say that?
Yeah, Leighton. Like, they kind of emphasize the T more.
Yeah, I've noticed, like, just people from Utah don't really use the T. Like, mountain, Layton, like, stuff like that. Mountain,
that's the Utah accent you got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess, was it weird how everyone was talking when you got here?
Not
or do you
really
talk to people all the time?
No, I talk to a lot of people.
Well, not saying that you, like, wouldn't talk to people. No, I'm too cool for you. No, I was just meaning... I mean, as far as it is, I think that a lot of people are probably intimidated to talk to, like, members of one of the teams. Like, I've seen through this a couple times on campus, and I want to say, like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
But be like, who are you? Like, I don't want to have that kind of
awkward thing.
And so, like, I feel like a lot of people probably would be like, not talk to you. They would know who you were, but they wouldn't talk to you because they don't want to make it weird for you.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty friendly. I talk to a lot of people, but, like, I am just, like, hanging around with my friends, and they'll, like, see one of their friends, and they'll be like, oh, this is my friend. She's from Australia. And then it just, on from there, I'll just be like, can you say this, say this, say this? And everyone's just, like, making me say.
Does that get annoying when people ask you to say things constantly?
Sometimes, but not really. It's kind of fun just to, like, see the reactions. But, I don't know.
Do people try to imitate your accent a lot?
Yeah.
Is that annoying?
It gets really annoying sometimes. I have a lot of friends that make fun of the way I say no.
No?
No.
No.
Yeah, because we say
no.
Really. Yeah, so, yeah, just always people coming up to me and just, like, trying to say no, and it's such a simple word, but they just don't get it, and they try to say it the way I do, but it just doesn't work.
That's funny. Yeah, I didn't even think about something that small would be noticeable, but...
Yeah, but it is.
It is. No?
No.
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 Near.
Yeah, that's how people think I say
near.
That. Yeah.
Near.
Yeah.
So...
Sounds really intelligent.
What are some things you like better here than Australia, if any?
You better come up with something, because if not, I mean... Gonna kick you out the country.
Okay.
Just kidding.
well, I mean, a lot of things, like, are cheaper. Australia is really expensive. So, like, food is a lot cheaper, which is really nice. And I got over it pretty quickly, but the snow was really cool when it first came down. Because,
I've never seen this.
Because, I mean, I'd seen it before, but, like, nothing like this. I don't live anywhere near mountains and near the snow, so that was really cool.
But you're sick of it now?
Oh, yeah. I got sick of it after about 2 weeks.
Okay, that's about my threshold, too.
Yeah.
And I'm from a cold place, so...
Yeah. I think just, like, the whole college, like, atmosphere and, yeah, just the whole college thing, because we don't really have that in Australia. It's a lot different, so... That's really cool.
Do people just not really live on campus and, like, participate in school activities?
Yeah, it's a lot like that. Like, because there's no, like, college sport isn't really a thing. And a lot of the people that live on campus are, like, international students and stuff like that. So Australia is a lot more compact. So everyone just, like, lives at home and then travels to school.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's not really
that. You're enjoying Utah State and...
Yeah, it's awesome.
And all the sports we have and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I love all the sports and all the activities that they have on campus. It's really cool.
What are maybe some things, looking at the other side, that you like a lot better in Australia than you do here?
Well, definitely I like being near the beach at home, so I miss that a lot.
I would miss that too.
Yeah, I miss some of the food at home. It's really a lot, like, not really that different.
Yeah? Well, that's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's been, like, easy to adjust.
Yeah. You missed the beach, but I've only actually been to the beach a total of 3 times.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and one was just barely the edge of it. So I served as an LDS missionary in California.
Okay.
And one time we went to visit one of the LDS temples and with a person that was learning about the church. And we ended up going, because I'd mentioned that I'd never been to the ocean, we went to the very edge of the beach and took a picture because I wasn't really supposed to, like, hang out there or anything, so did that and then left, and then I went back to visit and was able to go to the ocean a couple times, and I thought it was, like, the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty cool.
I totally understand you missing it and stuff. Uh-huh. I wish I could go more.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I live, like, 5 minutes from the beach.
Oh, wow.
So... Yeah,
that's amazing.
So you're going to have us come hang out with you in Australia,
yeah,
and we're going to go hang out at the beach, right?
You're going to hang out all summer.
Yeah.
That would be fun, but...
yeah. It's a pretty expensive trip.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Just the flight alone.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Because it's pretty much the opposite side of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess, is it cool... We're talking about how like you and Funda a little bit earlier. Is it kind of cool to have a fellow Aussie on the team?
Yeah, it's helped me a lot. Just like because we have so much in common and we can like just talk about things and we know what each other are talking about and like we've played at the same level and all that kind of stuff. So it was just like it helped me settle in a lot having a bit of home here. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that we have two Australian players because I love Australia. Yeah. I've never been there. I want to go there at some point because I just like the idea of Australia.
Yeah.
The accents, the koala bears, kangaroos and stuff. Like pretty much everything about Australia that I know, like I think is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But so I actually, one of your games a few weeks ago, I was tweeting out and talking about how, because you and Funder both were having a really good game and you were leading the team in scoring and so I started doing the hashtag USU Aussies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I thought I was pretty clever.
Yeah.
Somebody else might have already done it before, but I just think it's cool that we can do that because it's like USU Aggies, but USU Aussies.
Well, we got to get that trending.
Yeah, right? we're getting a third Aussie this season. Yeah.
That's what's up.
We have another one from Melbourne as well. So.
Do either of you know her?
Yeah, I've played with her for a few years against her and on the same team, so
yeah. I know she's pretty good.
Yeah, she's good.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon we're going to have an entire team full of Aussies.
Maybe. Who knows? No, I like having lots of different... It's cool having so many internationals on the team.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really cool that Utah State recruits there so often.
Yeah
it's... I mean, it's crazy just that how many players we have that are international because...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how people find you all.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
And then we've got, obviously, you two from Australia. We've got players from Brazil, France, Serbia, all over the place. And
yeah.
Just how do we find you?
Yeah, exactly.
And convince you to come here to where it's cold.
It's just interesting because there's not very many... Is there any international players on the men's basketball team?
I can't think of any.
I think there's one.
Who?
Alexis. He's from somewhere
in the last name?
Caribbean. I don't know his last name. I can't remember it.
I don't know. He's not playing this
year. He's not playing at the moment. He's redshirt, I think.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
It's just so weird to see.
But
the difference how the women's is just so different with so many international players where the men's team is just in the States.
Yeah. So what's really like the
makes
best?
You guys unique.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's cool.
What would you say is the best thing about being here at Utah State and in the U.S.?
I think just like, I mean, playing Division I basketball is like, it's been my dream and it's just really cool that I can do that. And I've loved just like meeting so many new people. And something I love about Utah State is like Logan and the place that we're at.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, like, last week we've been to so many different colleges and, like, yeah, it's cool they're near the city or whatever, but, like, they don't have, like, it's just amazing the views we have and, like, how beautiful the campus is and, like, where we actually live. And I'm just, like, thinking how lucky I am to actually, like, live here.
So, yeah, in Australia you said you weren't really by mountains, right?
No. Mm-mm.
So is it weird to be by mountains all the time?
Yeah. It's so weird, like, they're just right there, and it's just, like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, for me, it would be weird to not have mountains, because I grew up just a little bit farther to the north in Idaho, that there's mountains right by my, like, right up the street from my house. And
same here, just
and so I mean
right out my window.
Yeah, and then even when I was in California, there was mountains, like, right there, and so I've never really, like, been anywhere for an extended period of time that doesn't have mountains.
Yeah, well, I've never been near mountains, so it's just...
Until now.
Yeah, until now.
And so, I mean...
It's a lot different.
Yeah. Good different, bad different, it's good or different. Indifferent
different? I'd never been hiking before, and this summer we went hiking every weekend, and it was awesome. I loved it a lot.
So, you gone skiing or snowboarding?
No, I haven't.
You probably aren't allowed to.
In season, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
No, definitely not. Because you could get injured.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. I've actually never gone anyway. Really? But even
I've never gone either.
Really?
And that's like... a huge thing in Utah, so I feel like I'm missing out.
I've been skiing before and I wasn't too bad at it. I tried snowboarding once and it just didn't work. It was pretty bad.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what has been your favorite moment this season?
My favorite moment, probably Mexico The other two have probably said that as well. But Mexico was pretty awesome. It was a really cool experience. And probably every game that we've won this season has been a pretty good memory. Seeing
we said best, like, individual. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
Did you have a lot of fun with the room service as well?
Because we talked to Puna. Yeah, and she said orders.
She was talking about how you all ordered like the same thing and just ordered a ton.
Yeah, yeah. We were in Mexico, and I can't remember what it was. It was really, really late at night. It was probably close to 1 o'clock at night, and everyone, like every single one of us, got on room service and ordered room service at the same time. So some people didn't even get their food until like 2:30 in the morning. And yeah, that was pretty funny.
That sounds like a blast, especially in such a nice hotel.
Oh, it was amazing. It was so cool. It was like the beach was right there, and there was like the swimming pools and all day.
Do you guys go on trips like that every year?
No, I think we can only go on international trips every 4 years.
Oh, okay. So we made it.
Yeah, so
really special. Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
Exactly. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's exciting. Do you have any fun stories about like the team or going on a trip, like one of the other games?
I don't know. Not a lot's happened on our trips.
Just
pretty much all business, really.
I doubt that. Well, I'm sure. No. Like, I'm not saying I don't think you're about business, but I'm sure fun stuff happens.
It's all just kind of everything just blurs together, so it's really hard to just remember one thing. But
if only I had could pick out one specific time that I heard about or whatever, but haven't really. So
yeah. I know, San Diego was probably my favorite trip so far. Yeah, just because I'm pretty sure Katie said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it was right in the middle of winter, and it was just so nice to, be in the sun.
Yeah, that's awesome. California is always fun to go to in the summer.
Well, we're going to San Jose.
Or in the winter, sorry.
In the winter.
The summer gets pretty hot.
We're going to San Jose on Saturday, and it's I'm really excited about it.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is San Jose it's a farther north, so it's not going to be as nice as San Diego.
But I still feel like it's going to be
a little bit better
than here,
But it won't be as good as, like, San Diego or Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of starting to warm up here a couple Today's times a week, really, but that's then it'll snow a little, and that's Utah weather for you.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
What did you think was the toughest game this year for you?
For me, our game at New Mexico was last week, I think, or a week before that. We lost, and it was just like it was a really, really tough game, just for the team, because we all knew that we should have won that game and we could have won that game. And yeah, that was just it was really tough on everyone. It was just kind of like a downer, but we picked it back up and we had a good game yesterday, so
Are you guys doing anything to kind of prepare for next season and kind of improve since the team is so young?
We've kind of talked about we really want to just like finish out this season. We want to win out this season and then have a good run into the tournament, and hopefully do really well in the tournament. Our goal is to win it, and I think that we can if we play to our best ability. But we have spoken about next season, and that because we're so young, everything just comes with experience, and all the games that we've lost this season, we're probably going to win next season, just because like we've been through it and we've learned from it and stuff like that.
Yeah, and a lot of your games, they were really close.
Yeah.
And so it's just like getting over the hump a little bit.
Exactly. It's so draining because it's so close.
I think part of the problem is you guys sometimes forget how good you are.
Yeah.
And think that you aren't going to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know that your coach has talked about that a little bit, and we talked to Funda about it, and she agrees. Like, sometimes she says that you guys kind of think that you're not as good because of your inexperience.
Yeah.
But I gave her the example of the Kentucky Wildcats last year, the men's team.
Yeah.
They were almost all freshmen, and they were able to go undefeated until the Final Four.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you guys can do it. I mean, you guys have a lot of talent. You've made huge strides this year.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see because I know last year was kind of rough for the girls' basketball team. That.
I didn't really watch a lot of it because I got recruited late, but
yeah,
it was really tough.
Yeah, and then, like, for a few years before that, it's just our team hasn't done very well, but you guys are really on an upward trend, and
yeah,
it's exciting to see. I hope to, you know, next year you guys can be able to be kind of the team to beat in the Mountain West.
Yeah, so. Well, that's the goal.
Well, I think some people don't realize how tough of a conference the Mountain West Conference is.
Yeah.
There's so many good teams, there's so many good players, and just to be competing on that level is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good job to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You got anything you want to share? Shout out to anybody?
No.
Lay down a rap?
Oh, no way.
No way. Awesome. Well, we want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and this has been awesome interview, and we're gonna take a break, and when we come back we're gonna dive into national sports here on Aggie Radio, for the students, by the students.
All right, welcome back to the bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students, by the students. That was Dreams by Beck. I really like that song. I think it's pretty cool. But we're going to jump into March Madness really quickly. We got you caught up on Monday about what happened last weekend. But we did have some games yesterday, and I missed some of them because I went to Batman v Superman, and I liked it. We were talking about it a little bit during the break or whatever, but I liked it. Felt like it was kind of a little bit missing of like a kind of a connection between like four parts of the movie. It felt like there was like four main parts of the movie, and it felt like there was a little bit of disconnect. But I still really liked it. Battle scenes were cool. I won't spoil anything for you guys, so go check it out. I think it's worth it, at least once. You know, even if, and I'm not a picky person when it comes to movies. I like most movies pretty well, especially superhero movies. So I'm not gonna guarantee that you'll love it as much as I do, but you should at least check it out because it's pretty good. But anyway, that's beside the point. I figured it was relevant since that was, you know, it came out. Well, it technically comes out today, but they had the early preview or the early showings last night. I went at 6 o'clock the first one, so.
I think it's interesting how they do it at like 6 o'clock now.
Yeah, I know.
When you used to have to go at like midnight.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with it. I mean, totally fine by me, because if I went at midnight last night, I mean, I would be even more tired than I am now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it was good. I liked it. Anyway, back to March Madness. Yesterday, Kansas knocked off Maryland. So that was, and then Villanova also beat Miami. And both those teams looked pretty good, so it should be a tough test for Kansas in the Elite Eight tomorrow. Elite Eight. And I need them to win because I have them winning the championship in my bracket.
I need them to win, too, because they are winning the championship in one of mine. And my other brackets don't.
Don't matter. I really need a team that's playing today to lose, and we'll get to that in a second. But Oregon and Oklahoma both won their games. So that part of the bracket I've done really well in. I've only had two misses. That was Northern Iowa and Yale. At least in our bracket for Aggie Radio. But everything else I've gotten right. And so if that holds true, then Oklahoma's going to win tomorrow.
Yeah. I didn't expect Oregon to go so far. I feel like I kind of underestimated them.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think they'll win against Oklahoma, but
I don't think they will. Oklahoma's really good.
I didn't project them to go so far just because they're in the Pac-12, but they've been doing pretty well.
Just because they're in the Pac-12 and I listen to Logan Jones.
Not just because of that, but I just didn't think so.
Yeah, no, I got you. But yeah, so that happened. And so that's half the bracket. The South and the West are both set for the final, or for the Elite Eight tomorrow. And the East and the Midwest are today. So you got UNC taking on Indiana. And I really need Indiana to beat North Carolina in order for me to win my work bracket. And then also I don't really want Mikey to win our Aggie Radio bracket. So I need UNC to lose. Even though I have them going to the Final Four, it'll do more damage to other people than it will to me. So I want them to lose, especially for my work bracket. And then Notre Dame and Wisconsin are playing as well. I want Notre Dame to win that one because I have some people in my work bracket picked Wisconsin. I didn't have either one of them getting to this position, but you know, it is what it is. And then Virginia is taking on Iowa State. I need Virginia to win this game, but then lose the next one. And Gonzaga and Syracuse, which doesn't really matter because nobody picked those two teams. So, but I would rather have Gonzaga win.
Yeah, I think Gonzaga will win.
I think they will too.
They've been playing lately, but.
But Syracuse has played pretty well too.
Yeah.
So it's.
We'll see.
It's kind of a toss up. I could see either team winning. Yeah. I want Gonzaga to win because I like them better. And then I want whoever wins that game to beat Virginia for my work bracket.
Yeah.
Because,
I really need Kansas to win, because if Kansas wins, I will win $60.
Oh, yeah?
And I really need $60.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that would be pretty sweet. Yeah, I have Kansas winning, too, so obviously I want them to win as well. Plus, they're one of the teams that I cheer for. So, obviously, I cheer for Utah State. But then after that, I cheer for Kansas, Arizona, and UCLA. UCLA had a terrible year. Arizona failed me in the first round. And then, you know, Kansas, they're playing pretty well. They played really well yesterday, so looking good going forward. So hopefully they can win the championship, because I like them, and also I picked them to win. So
yeah.
Double duty, you know, best of both worlds.
My bracket, it's going to come down to if UNC loses or Oklahoma loses and Kansas wins, because someone picked Oklahoma and someone picked North Carolina. So I need Kansas and I need those two teams to lose, even though I don't have anything against those two teams.
Yeah. And
I actually really like Oklahoma.
I'm not usually high on Oklahoma, but I think they're a really good team this year.
Yeah.
And so I need them to win, because I have them in the Final Four, so I need those points. Plus, for my work bracket.
The work bracket.
Yeah. One of my coworkers has Oregon winning that game, and I need her to lose points because she's leading right now. So, yeah.
She's
going down. Plus, like, most of the rest of our picks are the same, so I need her to lose that one so that I can catch her and beat her. Yeah. So, well, that sounds bad when you catch her and beat her. But anyway, yeah, our station manager, Mikey, just tweeted me and asked if he said I didn't want him to win. And no, Mikey, I don't. I don't want you to win. Because I have this pride thing where I think that I should win everything. And so when I don't, I'm quite a bit disappointed. Quite a bit. But, yeah. So I'm coming for you, Mikey. I mean, you're not in the lead right now. I think you're in last, actually. But you do have the most potential points. So I really need you to lose those potential points in the way of North Carolina losing. But it's more for my work bracket that I want them to lose. So, yeah. That's pretty much
so
what I got.
So watch March Madness tonight.
Yeah, check it out.
There's going to be awesome games
starting 5:10.
Yeah,
5:10. 5:10 Eastern Time. Again, you can check those out on the March Madness app, or also NCAA.com/March Madness. You can watch them for free.
Yeah, and we'll give you more of an update on Monday as to what happens tonight.
Because a lot's going to happen tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yeah.
So, because we got the Sweet 16 and Elite 8, so.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens and kind of nervous at the same time. I don't want to lose my brackets. As bad as I got, you know, taken back by Michigan State and Arizona and West Virginia losing, I still have a chance.
Yeah.
Because luckily, most people had picks that happened like that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, good luck.
I want to thank everyone for listening. Have a great weekend. It's A-Day, by the way. If you're wondering why there's a lot of tours going on, it's A-Day. So.
And have a good Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully spend it with your family.
Still throws me off that Easter is in March again.
Oh, and also there's a sweet sale going outside of the campus store, probably because of A-Day. So there's Aggie merchandise up to 75% off. So if you want to check that out and get Aggie gear, check it out.
Look at that plug for the campus store. Yeah.
Campus store. Is that what I said?
I think you did. It didn't come to my mind when I was speaking. So that's why I said it like that. But anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening. Have a great weekend. This has been The Bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students.